Welcome to Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine's Fiction Podcast. I'm Janet Hutchings, Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine's editor. Ellery Queen was the detective hero of dozens of novels and short stories, as well as the pseudonym under which the works about him were published. He's portrayed in those books and stories as a famous mystery novelist with a detective inspector father. Dad, of course, calls on Ellery whenever the police are stumped, and sometimes the clues in a Queen story are right up a mystery writer's alley. This month's podcast contains just such a case. It centers around a dying message that requires Ellery's clever deciphering. Dying messages were common in the mysteries of Ellery Queen and his contemporaries. See if you can figure this one out before he does.
Tonight's Ellery Queen story is a tasty morsel. Brief, but with a distinctive flavor. It occurs as Ellery is trying to meet a publisher's deadline, but still has time to heed a call from his father, Richard. Here, then, is A Lump of Sugar.
Hello, Ellery Queen.
Good morning, son.
Oh, hello, Dad. Listen, can I call you back? I'm up to page 87, and I told my editor I'm past 200.
I'm sorry, but you're needed here. There was a homicide this morning just outside the park, and the victim must have been one of your readers.
Why do you say that?
Well, because, Ellery, he left a cryptic dying message right up your alley.
All right, Dad. I'm on my way.
Ah, young Mr. Queen. Here to solve a case for us, are you?
Hello, Dolan. Yes, well, my father asked me to...
Oh, that matter in the park this morning, I expect. Well, it's careful police work that'll settle it, not a smart young typewriter jockey.
Ellery, come on back.
Oh, there he is. See you later, Dolan.
Yes, I suppose so.
Let's go to my office. I've got some coffee ready.
Do I know the recently departed Dad?
Possibly. Shakes Cooney. Bookie, tout, gambler, general underworld slug.
No, doesn't ring a bell.
Ah, no matter. At about 6 a.m. this morning, Mr. Cooney was discovered by a mounted policeman named Wilkins, slumped over a outdoor table at the park tavern. He'd been stabbed with a tavern knife. Evidently, not all the tables had been cleared from the night before.
And the dying message?
Now, that's the intriguing part.
Mm-hmm.
Cooney had been left on the ground, but he'd had the strength to drag himself to the table and up into a chair. Then, with what must have been his last bit of strength, he grabbed a lump of sugar.
A lump of sugar?
Yeah. He'd been dead less than half an hour when Wilkins found him, and the sugar was clenched in his hand. Now, that sound like a dying message to you?
Yes, I'd say so. Any suspects?
A few too many. Wilkins checked the area and found three men riding, VIPs every one. Ex-Senator Craig, Piers Millard, and a political organizer named Stevens.
Well, I've heard of Craig, of course, and Millard owns my apartment building. Were the three of them together?
Yes, out for an early morning canter, they say. No doubt discussing Craig's possible bid for the White House, you know, away from prying ears.
That's pretty heady company for Shakes Cooney if they're involved.
Pretty heady for this precinct, too. They were none too happy about being here, I can tell you.
You arrested them?
No. They came voluntarily. Each one was in the park at the time of the murder, but naturally none of them saw or heard anything.
Anything to connect them to Cooney?
Not yet, but who knows? A bottom feeder like Shakes might have come across a skeleton in Craig's closet and attached a big price tag to his silence.
A big price tag. A lot of sugar.
Exactly. Now, in Cooney's dictionary, sugar is money. Maybe he was pointing to Millard.
Well, pretty thin, Dad. Anyway, Craig's no pauper either. Married into money last year. Well, I'll think about it. But now I've got to get back to my typewriter.
Yeah. Any suggestions?
Not that you need it, but I'd look into their riding histories.
Uh-huh.
Maybe one of them is a horseman. Hello?
Got their riding histories, Ellery.
Good. I needed a break anyway.
The senator used to ride, but he had a fall 10 years ago. Now he only punishes a saddle in the gym, the electrical kind. Moneybags hasn't been on a plug since he walked out on Grandpa Millard's plow horse in 88 in Indiana.
And Stevens.
That bar insect. Only horse he knows how to ride is a dark one with galluses. This morning's the first time Stevens ever set his suede-tipped brogues onto a stirrup.
Well, well. Then what did Shakes mean? Sugar. Is one of them tied to the sugar industry? Legislation, board of directors, stock holdings? Try that line, Dad.
In the works. Thought of that one myself.
Okay, keep me posted. Back to the salt mines for me. Hello?
How's the novel coming, son? You'll notice I've left you alone for a few days.
I'd rather not talk about it. What about the case?
Not one of them is tied up with sugar in any way whatsoever. Only connection Craig, Millard, and Stevens have with the stuff is what, I take it, they drop into their coffee.
Sugar, what sugar causes with connection with sugar? A lump of sugar. And Shakes evidently thought it would be clear. Aha! Of course! Dad, get a medical history on those three and let me know which one of them has diabetes.
That's my boy. It's as good as wrapped up. Ellery!
Oh, Dad, look, I finally am getting somewhere, but I am curious. Which one was diabetic?
None.
None? You mean...
I mean.
You
got something?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Now I know what Shakes Cooney meant.
What? Who?
What time is it?
It's 9:15. Tell me what Cooney meant.
Hold that thought, Dad. I'll be there a little before noon.
Ellery!
Well, well, Mr. Queen, how's the Cooney case coming?
Not badly, Dolan, not badly at all.
Ellery, get back here!
Nasty trick leaving me hanging like that.
Just wanted to see the expression on your face, Dad.
All right, you're looking at it. Now let's have it.
Well, we ruled out all the reasonable interpretations of sugar, leaving us where we started, with a lump of sugar in Cooney's clutch as a clue to his killer. Since the fancy stuff is out, suppose we take a lump of sugar in the man's hand to mean just that. A lump of sugar in a man's hand. Why does a man carry a lump of sugar with him?
I give up. Why?
Why? To feed to a horse.
Feed to a... But, Ellery, that theory fizzled. None of the three was what you'd call a horseman.
Absolutely correct. So Shakes was indicating a fourth suspect, only I didn't see it at the time. Cooney was a bookie and a gambler, and you'll probably find this fellow was in way over his noggin in Cooney's book, couldn't pay off, and took the impulsive way out.
Wait, hold on. Fourth suspect? What fourth suspect?
Why, the fourth man in the park that morning, and a man who would be likely to be carrying a lump of sugar, and a man who should be arriving just about now, noon, because his beat is over. Yes, there he is. Dolan, hold that man. The man at the front door.
Ellery, you mean...
Yes, Dad, there's your murderer. Mounted policeman Wilkins.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Ellery Queen story. Ellery was played by John Pierricello, Inspector Queen by Jim Crana, and Sergeant Dolan by Will Connolly. The adaptation and music were by Ed Bogus, and the sound engineer was Mark Bain. See you next time.
A Lump of Sugar and all of the Ellery Queen characters are copyrighted by the Frederick Denay and Manfred B. Lee Literary Property Trusts. You can subscribe to Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine, where you'll find more mystery and crime stories, by visiting our website at www.themysteryplace.com. Sound editing for this podcast was done by Emily Giuliano.